Log Talk Radio.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy B-Train. I'm sorry. I apologize for the delay because, you know, we was trying to figure stuff out. Some things happen. You know, it happens on live television. Well, actually, you can't see it, so I got issues. How you doing? My name is Brian Rails. I am one half of the host with the most, Jake Ryan. We will get back to you shortly. We have a fun-filled edition of Wrestle Radio as usual, and yours truly has a guest that will be calling shortly here in about 5 minutes. And while we're waiting, let's review Monday Night Raw, shall we? I mean, it is leading up to WrestleMania, And more importantly, it is leading up to the Royal Rumble, which will be live in San Antonio, Texas, the home of the one, the only, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, who was live on Monday Night Raw. And what else? Oh, yes, Mick Foley's annual review was given by Stephanie McMahon, which was, you know, for the first time in a long time, ladies and gents, I actually liked Monday Night Raw. Not only did I like it, I loved it because it was full of destruction, chaos, controversy, female drama in the locker room and out of the locker room. So, with that being said, I can't believe I'm turning over a new leaf and being a little bit more positive than I was before. But I know we only have a short period of time left, but I'm going to try and fill it as best I can. So, ladies and gents, like I said, in 5 minutes, there will be a guest. He goes by the name of Heisenberg. But, like I said, I'm going to fill time beforehand and recap a little bit of Monday Night Raw and a little preview of SmackDown Live. Oh, yeah, to start off Monday Night Raw, we had Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, teaming up together to face Roman Reigns in what looked like to be a handicap match. But obviously that was not going to happen, so you had a little bit of interference from one Braun Strowman, who wasn't too happy or thrilled with what Roman Reigns and Goldberg did to him last week. So he got involved in the match, and boy did he ever. The match didn't even start. Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman, they took the pickings. The pickings being Roman Reigns, and then Seth Rollins got involved. So, literally, as I'm babbling through his podcast, literally, Monday Night Raw was filled with a lot of controversy. And by controversy, let's see, the women's champion, Charlotte, who was seen backstage, you know, after Sasha and Bayley were commiserating with one another and, you know, congratulating each other, you know, after you face Charlotte, Sasha says, then maybe you're going to face a little bit of boss action. Well, I got to tell you, you know, it was a lot of stress. So, give me 1 second, folks. It seems that we got a caller on. We're facing a little bit of technical difficulties. We're a bit behind on the show as is, but, you know, to report Monday Night Raw, I have a lot to report to you, and that is The Undertaker was there. Shawn Michaels made his presence felt last night in New Orleans. The Undertaker did leave a distinct message last night on the show, and that was, I do not answer to you or you, and he was pointing at Stephanie or Mick. And he had the look of, I'm going to kick someone's ass. By all means, you know, he's going to kick someone's ass. And I'm sorry I'm stumbling upon words, just trying to settle things out with one of our guests. But if I don't, you know, hear from him, it's going to be a bit on the south side. Not really. I mean, I can keep things going. As far as I know, from what I observed on Monday Night Raw last night with Seth Rollins facing off with Braun Strowman, it's kind of a downer, really. I mean, he had to feel something because Stephanie did make the match between a one Seth Rollins and a one Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman's agenda was, I'm going to kick someone's ass, and I don't care whose. Somehow, we're having a little theme on Monday Night Raw. It's the David versus Goliath theme, and I gotta say, It wasn't the greatest of all, but you know, here's the thing. If in fact Monday Night Raw goes the direction it's going to get better. It's not going to get better right away, but it's going to get there. All right, folks. I do have here. Let's see here. Yep. From what I understand. Well, yep. I had a little something-something on the table. And that means his own kiss, you know, came out to confront Jinder Mahal and Rusev, which that segment, you know, is kind of getting a little more entertaining, seeing as how Shawn Michaels was involved in the match. And I don't know what's going on here, ladies and gents, but I'm going to try and fill time. There was a segment between Shawn Michaels, Enzo Amore, Cass, Rusev. It wasn't terrible. You know, Shawn Michaels was just trying to promote his movie, The Resurrection. If you haven't already caught any sight of it, look it up on YouTube or WWE Network, who is promoting the movie heavily. So in this segment, you see Shawn Michaels trying, you know, to say he's not coming back, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. He's not going to bite into peer pressure, although, you know, it's kind of hard not to embellish. But anyways, folks, while I'm waiting, you know, for our guests, I'm going to keep on continuing to babble on like a psychopath like I usually do. Raw's recap basically featured what I've been waiting for the longest time, and that's less promos, more action, more people taking interest in the product instead of, you know, okay, here's another bland Monday Night Raw, it's so blasé. Well, okay, ladies and gents, while we're waiting on our guests, it's okay, because I got, like I said, I'm going to give you a Raw recap. I'm going to give you what I believe was probably one of the best episodes of Monday Night Raw. Nah. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't, oh my gosh, the attention, the clash of the titans, you know. No. See, what Monday Night Raw was it was conflict. There needs to be an end to a meet. Isn't that what wrestling is all about, folks? I mean, Jesus flipping Christ. You got to understand something. When I used to watch Monday Night Raw in 2016, kind of annoyed because you hear 20 minutes of verbal bashing, and then 3-4 minutes of work in the ring. Okay, now you're getting action. You know, you're getting tidbits of promos, which is what I've been craving, all right, as a fan, all right? I am going to say this nicely. Yeah, if you'd like to call in, you can call the number at 213-943-3422. I'm all by my lonesome so far, folks. We're supposed to get here from Heisenberg, I believe. If he calls the number and dials a 1, you know, that would help. Anyways, folks. Semantics, it happens. So what else do I have to discuss other than Monday Night Raw? Well, Kingdom Tournament, UK Tournament, is to be shown this Saturday and Sunday. If you guys don't have any inkling of what I am talking about, it's on the network. You can get WWE Network for free for a whole month. I don't know if they're still doing that promotion. But if not, it's $9.99 a month. If you go over to GameStop, they've got $30 gift cards that you can use for World Wrestling Entertainment specific purposes to either download the game to your game system, or not only that, to get the network for 3 months. I mean, it's highly, highly useful. If you're a worker, you can study more than just WWE. You can study WCW, ECW. You can even study, well, outside the network, you can study Ring of Honor. You can also, hey, why not? It's a cheap plug. Go to www.monsterfactory.org. Study that, gentlemen. Study it till you can't study no more. All right. Anyways, back to my Monday Night Raw rampage. Okay. If you really, really understood the concept of what they were doing for Monday Night Raw, I mean, for those of you who haven't watched it in weeks, I'm sorry I'm about to spoil it and ruin it for you. But I got something to say, all right? That's a big shocker there. I got something to say. The Undertaker's return. I don't know. Is it worth it? Is it worth putting him through the ringer and making him a champion again? Is he going to fall short? Who's he going to face? It leaves a lot of questions, so that's good, right? We're all talking about that as fans. But aside from the Undertaker's return and Shawn Michaels gracing ringside again, you know, super kicking Rusev, that was just awesome. And we had some more action between Sheamus and Luke Gallows. It's kind of a stalemate the entire match. I forgot to mention that. Cesaro and Karl Anderson decided to sit at the announce table for Monday Night Raw, which I find hilarious that they're moving the announcing table back away from the action, which is kind of defeating the purpose of calling a match. But anyways, as I'm waiting on our guest, I decided to give you some insight while I have the time. I apologize to our guest if he was not able to get through. He can call at any time at 213-943-3422. So all right, anyways, so, ladies and gents, as I watched Monday Night Raw, I started processing through my thoughts. You saw Titus O'Neil versus Kofi Kingston. And, oh yeah, that match, if you want to grade it from A to F, I give it an F, because why? Here's a new thing I'm going to do during the recaps. Well, on a scale of A to F, I would give it a C, because it wasn't terrible, it wasn't bad. It's always great when The Undertaker appears as a guest on the show. Okay? Not a guest anymore, I guess he's full-time, considering he was out for however long, and he still looks fucking amazing. Not just The Undertaker that was the centralized focus, although who on Raw's roster grabs attention? There's a lot of names. Cesaro, Karl Anderson, Luke Gallows. Little by little, WWE Raw is going to produce something. All right. Now, on to SmackDown, we have Ambrose got a lot of people on SmackDown side of things that are going to prove once again why SmackDown is a superior brand, okay? And I say this because they are very underrated. They've got all the talent that can definitely put Raw to shame still. And that's funny, because now The Undertaker comes back, he does not answer to anyone at all. And you've also got John Cena on SmackDown, who is going up against AJ Styles for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship that AJ Styles said he was going to, or said what he was going to do in the first place. So he's, you know, living by the Tupac philosophy. I'm going to say something, and I'm not only going to say something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be about it. He doesn't speak about much, because he's the face that runs the place, damn it. And you've got Roman Reigns going against Kevin Owens for the WWE Universal World, you know, WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship. Okay. Now, Chris Jericho has had a lot of impact on Kevin Owens, good and bad. You know, he works in the story pretty well. He works, you know, as far as the buildup goes, it's great. I mean, Chris Jericho is the saving grace for Monday Night Raw alongside Kevin Owens. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people that say, well, what about the females? What about the female side of things, B-Train? Well, on the female side of things, you have Nia Jax, who's an imposing big figure. You know, we haven't had that kind of woman wrestling since Karma, since China. So, well, I don't want to mention Nicole Bass because she really obviously doesn't count. Although if you go back and watch the network, you can find Nicole Bass. For those of you not old enough to know that name, trust me, you're not missing out on much. How you doing? So, with that being said, I apologize, ladies and gents. I promised you a guest from Taiwan, but obviously we were having issues connecting Nicole. So, but he may be on next week. So, with that being said, I got 53 minutes left. And I, well, you know, anyways, as I'm getting easily distracted here, the women's side of professional wrestling is not talked about much, unless you're a huge Shimmer fan, unless you are a Women of Honor fan. WWE does have their flavors, if you will. There's different flavors of ice cream, as the saying in professionalism goes in wrestling. So, if you have a Carmella on one end and you have a Becky Lynch on the other, and then you have Natalia, you have Naomi, you have Alexa Bliss, you have Becky Lynch, you have now Luchadora, and, well, I don't know, there's rumors going around, circulating around that there's Liv Morgan. So, it's been a minute, ladies and gents, since I've done this, but I gotta say, nerve-wracking, but I'm learning my best, all right? So here goes. Okay. In about 2 minutes, we're going to enter into Tracks of Life. And then, ladies and gents, we're going to promote what's going on for next week, okay? You never know who's going to appear on Wrestle Radio. You never know what's going to happen, what's going to occur. But I can guarantee you one thing, as I was saying, that off my rambling, WWE SmackDown tonight is going to be highly interesting, with the American Alphas going to go in some tag team action versus the Wyatt family. Or, I don't know what you would call Bray and Randy. I mean, this is tag team pairing is odd to me, if you ask me. So, here's the deal. Next week, ladies and gents, our guests will be on, and hopefully we will settle things. But as for the moment, I am going solo for the next, you guessed it, majority of the show. So, before I exit into the hottest segment of Wrestle Radio, I made it a resolution of mine to write down names that caught my attention, and one of those names which I'll be discussing with you next week when I have more time and more time to sit and commiserate with the awesome fans of Wrestle Radio. Hello Hong Kong, hello UK, what's up Mongolia, what's up Australia, and of course you lovelies from the United States of America, how's it going? We are going to discuss Marty Scurll, one hellacious competitor who's won not just a lot of championships, but he's created a lot of accolades for himself as a professional wrestler, and I just found him to be very, very intriguing. So, ladies and gents, this is like a New Year's countdown. This is like the greatest feeling of all time, letting loose, okay? And I'll see you in 3, 2, 1.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the second edition of B Train's Tracks of Life 2017. And I've been doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of reflecting, a lot of pondering, a lot of research, a lot of stuff on my own. And you know what I found out? You know what I found out is the biggest key to success? If you worry about every little thing that happens in your life and the people surrounding you, you're not going to fucking move anywhere. You're not going to move fucking anywhere. You're going to be stuck on the ship by yourself. But if you actually, you know, believe in yourself as an individual and you go forward in the world of professional wrestling instead of griping and bitching about it on Facebook, you're actually going to go somewhere. Because speaking from experience, you know, I was let go from a company, but now I'm trying to move myself forward. You know why? Because that company's obviously in the shitter, and it's not really doing anything to make itself better. All right? And from what I've been hearing, you know, there's certain facts going through, you know, to me, to other people, like he said, she said bullshit. I don't care, because that company is of no concern to me. Although it does kind of traipse onto my newsfeed and reminds me why I want to put my head in the toilet and flush a lot of times. Not just once, twice, three times a lady, but four times I'd like to flush myself into another dimension every time I see their shit pile onto my newsfeed. So again, back to the beginning of Tracks of Life, I would like to express to you all that I am trying to do my best to research other wrestlers, you know, outside of World Wrestling Entertainment. I actually sat down and I actually had a book, you know, had a notebook, wrote down some on a pen, pad, and paper names that I am going to learn come hell or high water, okay? And with that being said, I actually have these names, said names, sitting here right in front of me. And I looked up MPJW's roster. I looked up Ring of Honor's roster. I mean, this is basically the inner workings of what some would call a smark, or, you know, an individual who's hungry to learn. And as I was looking at said names, you know, these names are just interesting to me, like Gorillas of Destiny, Jay White, John Anderson, Junji Hirata, all the names that participate or have participated in MPJW were not obviously listed, because a lot of the people could come out of the woodwork and start naming off names. I gotta say this nicely. I'm not accustomed to doing research. I'm not accustomed to learning about other wrestlers, because I was engrossed when I was growing up in ECW, kind of sort of WWE, loved WCW. I will admit, I did watch their stuff more so than I watched WWE until the WWE started getting more edgy with their product. Again, if you haven't already noticed, I jump into a lot of things, topic discussion-wise, and that is, if you want to be successful, like I said at the beginning of the discussion, do something new. Learn something new. Every day, not just one day, not just 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, every day. And that works for every profession. If you want to sit on your ass and bitch and gripe on social media, that's fine. I'm not one of those people, because I don't have to have likes to feel validated. I want to seek out advice from as many guys that have been through this business, because I believe that in this business, in professional wrestling, in this business, you have to get off your ass and do something. Because if you don't, you're going to be one of those people that sits there and criticizes AJ Styles when he messes up. Or, you know, decides to criticize that guy for, you know, doing a move this way. If you haven't stepped in the ring, I mean, I cannot speak for everyone. If you haven't stepped in the ring or taken the time to go to a school to have someone tell you you suck or you don't, you have it or you don't, then get to the back of the fucking line, because I'm sick and tired of hearing people on discussion boards, for that matter, looking through my newsfeed. This wrestler has this. As fans, yes, you have a right to say something. It's hilarious, you know, if it weren't for this, the irony of this. If it weren't for you fans, I'll admit, I'm not a professional. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. I always treat it as I'm new. I don't know much. And speaking of which, I've been reading through advice columns from Brutal Bob, and I got to say, his advice columns have been helpful the last few days. Just reading through them, and not just his advice post on Facebook, but what he says, and this is what I'm always noticing, is be sure, you know, that you are being a humble servant to the business, because it can give back nicely or it can give back however it wants to give back, because we, the workers, are always servants to you, the fans. That's how it should be. It should never be, this is what works in our eyes, and I think the fans will understand. That's total bullshit. Do you know why? I'll explain to you from my perspective why that's bullshit. If you have a group of guys that work in the indies, okay, and you think the fans will catch on or they'll understand, 9 times out of 10, that's not how it works. If you have the gift to get fans going and you have the thirst to want to succeed, my hat's off to you. We're all struggling in this world, man. We are all fucking struggling in this world to make ends meet, to make our dream come true, to catch our big break. But how do we get there? That's the question. How do we as individuals in the business get there? I'll tell you how. Go to as many seminars as you can. Put your name out there, and it doesn't hurt to ask. If you email a promoter, so, you know, if he has strict guidelines for you to abide by, sure, abide by them. But I'm not one to talk, because, you know, I have a mouth on me. I'll admit that. But what really, you know, I had a conversation with another fellow worker, and she said to me, you can be bitter about the business after some period of time. But she said it's not healthy to be negative all the time. So, guys, I'm going to be a mix of both, because I ain't going to sit there and be, you know, be positive. Ooh, butterflies in the wind, and oh, I see sunshine, and rays of sunshine every day. I'm not Bailey. But what I'm getting at is, how do you move forward in this business? How do you get more likes? How do you keep pumping stuff out there for people to see? You don't force it down their throats. That's, you know, I don't have the answers to everything, but I figured out ways that have made waves of success, all right? So here's what I say. Here's what I've got to say to you, all right? Everybody in this business that has been through the ringer, whether it's good, a good kind of ringer, you know, or you went through, it wasn't the greatest of all companies, but they gave you respect. Or you went through a company that, you know, worked for you and everything, you were blessed and you had good things happen for you. Some people just have luck, and some people don't have all that luck. Don't give up. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you feel, or, you know, don't ever give that body language that you're discouraged, that you feel that you've given in, that you feel that you failed. So, again, there's always hope. There's always room to grow. There's always room to be a servant in the world of professional wrestling. You just have to believe that there's going to be rough roads ahead. There's going to be times when you feel like giving up. Through every dark night, there will be a brighter day. Does that sound familiar? To those of you who know that quote and know who it's from and know what's up, Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur basically stated, you know, a lot of people have perceptions of people and what they are. A lot of people have perceptions of what professional wrestlers and managers and referees are and how they work and how they operate. You guys, okay, look, terminologies is one thing, you know, it's okay because fans will learn the terminologies, look it up online, what a smark is, what a mark is, what a greenhorn is, what a botch is, what a corner spot is, what the Memphis spot is. You can do all the research you want, but to be quite honest with you, everyone likes to lash out at fans. Someone, or some of them do, okay, but fans are the ones who buy your t-shirts. They're the ones who make sure that you have money to promote your promotion. So am I taking shots at different promotions? No. What I'm basically stating is when you have time, when you have money to make your promotion better, use that money. Use that innovation. Don't sit on your ass and play favorites with yourselves. You know, I've been around a few independent organizations. Okay, I've actually been around a little bit of ROH, a little bit of Chaos Wrestling. I've seen shows in gymnasiums. I've seen shows outside. I have traveled to Oklahoma. I've been to Illinois. I've been to California. Hell, I've even been to Philly. I've been, you know, trying to get myself out more and more. I don't, you know, like large groups of people. Because, you know, if this is the week of admitting we have something, then hell, why the fuck not? I don't like large groups of people, yet I survived in WrestleMania and I managed to survive at Royal Rumble and Raw 1000th episode and this, that, and the other, okay? Point is, there's always room for improvement. There's always room to learn, no matter which seminar you go through, which guy you go through. I love Brutal Bob's theories, not theories, but it's ways of life, man. If you believe yourself, you, the individual, believe yourself, what's going on in your life is going to dictate what goes on later on in life, and you're not going to succeed. Because you're so busy dwelling and saying, oh, so-and-so is doing this, so-and-so is doing that. I don't give a fuck anymore because you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that individual that tried to control me, manipulate me, was on another show. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is a new year. He is not of my concern because if he was my true friend, there's some rarities in this business will allow you to believe as an individual that they are your actual friends. I got to say something right here, right now, that they don't tell you in the world of professional wrestling. Some do and some don't. Some are up front, some are assholes. They're two-faced bitches, okay, TFBs. All right, wackadoo Fugazi motherfuckers, all right? The guys in the locker room, you know, work with you. They are not there to be your friend unless you get lucky and fortunate, have respect, keep to yourself, you know, do the basics. What I've learned is you got to keep going. I've been inactive for at least half a year. I mean, the last show I did as a manager was 2016. And now I'm focused on getting my blood work done, getting everything situated. Because why? I'm tired of focusing on the shit that's negative in my life. Where has that got me? I'm almost 30 fucking years old, and I come to the realization that I have to succeed. I literally have to. This is, you know, professional wrestling. This is something that if I actually wake up in the morning and say, hey, I work for the E, or hey, I work for ROH, or hey, I work for Chaos Wrestling, or hey, I work for the Monster Factory. As, you know, guy who comes in during seminars, that would be fucking flipping amazing. But I can't just get there if I'm sitting on my ass jibber-jabbering and telling, you know, plans out. Because why? Again, I'm going to bring the quote back to Tupac when he said, there's few things you don't talk about when you're trying to succeed, and that is, do not ever tell someone about your love life, anything personal, your financial situation. You don't, I mean, look, if you're one of those people that has to make a list, great. Hold yourself accountable. Do whatever you have to do. Lose weight. Make yourself look great. Doesn't matter. But do not, and I repeat, do not be the guy that basically, oh, yeah, after I do this, blah, 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 blah. Motherfucker, if you're that type of guy that says, I'm going to be a part of the NFL and I'm going to get 1,000 yards rushing my very first year with so-and-so, if you have not even stepped on a track or stepped on a treadmill and you weigh 300 pounds, I'm just giving this as an example, who the hell is going to believe you? Just saying. Like, there's a lot of workers out in this business that think that their shit doesn't stink. Is that a turnoff to certain promotions? Yes. Is it a pride thing? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not the judge. But what I have come to the realization is I'm fucking sick and tired of, you know, getting the short end of the stick. I really am. I'm sick and tired of it because I've learned, you know, as if I want to move up in the job market, there's always time to go to the manager and say, hey, can I start taking modules for this, or can I take the test? Don't hesitate, because if you hesitate in the world of professional wrestling, guess what's going to happen? Promoters will think that you don't know what you're doing. Not only that, certain promoters may let you fall flat on your face, and that may be the best solution to the problem. What am I gathering here for this edition of Tracks of Life? Well, let's see. I'm having another reflection. I'm almost 30 years old. And I want to, you know, do certain things in my life. I struggle with being bipolar. It's not a woe is me tracks of life. It's an informational type, okay? If you really, really want to know me, the individual, feel free to message me on Facebook, ladies and gents. This is not a meltdown. This is for real. If you want to succeed in life, you can't sit on your ass, play games all day, and some people can, and still multitask and be able to succeed because they have better skills than I, but that's aside from the point. If you wish to succeed, if you truly, truly wish to succeed in this world, get out the door, quit tweeting, quit Facebooking, quit Instagramming, unless you're promoting yourself in the world of professional wrestling. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. You can be satisfied with where you're at, but where does that lead? There's certain guys, as Brutal Bob says, that just do it for the Saturday. They come just to get an extra payday. There's certain guys that do it because they actually want to move forward, and they want to make the t-shirts, they want to make the sacrifices that come along with professional wrestling. If your eyes have not bled stress, you know, I'm not talking about literally bleed your eyes out, but what I'm getting at is, through the seminars that I've been to, I want to learn more. I have very low respect for guys who are just comfortable where they're at. That's fine. I know I shouldn't be in other people's business, but it irritates me because some of these guys have potential. They have fucking potential. But they decide to, you know, just sit on their ass and play tiddlywinks and not do a damn thing. What about me? What about V-Train? I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers. It's if I given a microphone, I'm going to redeem myself from that shitty-ass 10-minute promo that I had to do in a shitty-ass fucking company that treated me like dirt. Not wah, wah, cry, cry. It's how do I move forward from that? That's extremely, that's the hard part that I'm realizing. You see, because if you want a job in professional wrestling, you got to make a name for yourself. Is there a downside to that? You bet your ass there is. Do you know why? Because you have to travel on the road. You have to be away from family. They don't understand. They worry about you, but they do not understand the passion that is professional wrestling. They do not understand certain aspects. If they do, that's great. That's wonderful. But, you know, a friend of mine, I want to reach out to you right here, right now, brother. Kurt Gannon, you, my friend, have taught me a lot, not just about the business, but how to handle myself personally. And I got to say, right here, right now on Tracks of Life, not to be cheesy or, you know, totally stupid, but you, my friend, I love you, brother. You, I can call some, you know, I can call brother because we have been through a lot mentally. We are just beginning, you know, we're starting a new chapter this year. Well, you are. You know, I look up to you. I honestly do. Simply because not only do you stretch, you know, stretch yourself, you're providing for your girls, man. That takes a lot of guts to go out on the road, you know, to all these shows in Illinois and Kansas, you know, soon to be Jersey, hopefully soon. It gets lonely. I get it, dude. I understand. But you are probably the most optimistic, positive, upbeat person that I know of. Keep your head up, man. You can do this. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be standing here. If it weren't for the host with the most, Jake Ryan, yeah, B-Train would cease to exist. It's all about perception. Say perception is 9/10 of the law. Well, they ain't lying. Because in professional wrestling, a lot of fans are different. That's the beauty about professional wrestling. But also, if you want to get huffy and puffy over matches, you're entitled to that. Why? Because you're fans. You see us do shit. You know the behind the scenes. Some of those who actually go in depth and go behind the scenes just appreciate wrestling for what it is. I love you guys too. Why am I getting all emotional on this show? It's because, you know, Tracks of Life is going to take a little bit of a different detour. What, you know, instead of talking about what bothers me all the time, going to give a little bit of positive outlook. Because why? Not all of wrestling is bad. Now, yeah, I do go off on Monday Night Raw like a firecracker on the 4th of July because it used to be such a prominent show. When I was in middle school, that show was so good. It had me glued to the TV set. What's going to happen? What's going to go on between Stone Cold, The Rock, and The Undertaker and all them? But at the same time, I was also watching WCW. I was also watching what I grew up on, ECW. So what it boils down to is, man, you're going to have to look outside yourself when you're doing this professional this thing we call professional wrestling. Because if you don't, you're never going to get to that seminar. You're never going to get to that wrestling school. Same goes for if you want to be a boxer or a UFC fighter or a rugby player or a hockey player or a cricket player, you know? Yes, I said cricket. Okay? Because in this world of professional wrestling, if you don't have anything good, bad, or indifferent to say, then shut the fuck up. If you're saying, well, Styles botched here and, Kenny Omega botched there, or Killshot, he didn't do that move right. As a common fan, yeah. And I ain't above you guys, because why? We're all fans if you think about it. And in my opinion, which there's a lot of that on this show, in my opinion, if you can't be diversified, then why are you even in the fucking room? That shit's annoying to me. There's a lot of keyboard warriors that like to discuss shit with, you know, out my knowledge. I don't care. That's why social media is a hurt and a help to a professional. So, speaking of which, when I attended a seminar for Sammy Callahan in 2016 alongside Kurt Gannon, Sammy said something so profound about, if you're on social media, be careful what you post. Because if you're a professional and you start posting yourself getting shots licked off your chest, if you're a dude, if you're a girl, same thing. Just, you're going to be a target, regardless, whether it's good or it's bad. So that's why you learn. That's why you learn in this business very quickly can and cannot do on social media. And I've expressed this to you guys beforehand. Please be careful. By all means, please be careful. Because if you ain't careful, well, I mean, you've seen what happens to certain people. I'm not going to mention names because that's very petty. But be on the lookout for that, okay? Because if you choose to go into professional wrestling, you're going to get a rude awakening like I did, okay? There's a lot that goes into working a promotion. There's a lot of factors that go into it. Unfortunately, like I said, not to dwell on the past, but to bring up what I've been through. Not to have a recap of Tracks of Life last year, but align yourself with people that you know are going to make you happy. And that's the same principle that goes in life. If the people at work don't like you, then look at yourself and reflect and say, what can I change? And still, after you change and make all the changes and they still don't like you, know what I have two words for them? Fuck you. Because here's the deal with that. Be careful. Be very, very careful. Be very tedious in your decision-making in professional wrestling. Oh, and also, if you just start out, don't be telling people what to do. Because that sends bad vibes all around. Just saying. If you're able to settle your differences and confront the issue, great. If you're not able to settle and confront the issue in professional wrestling, then it's going to be really bad, because you can get a lot of catty girl bullshit going on, you know. Whose cane is going to poke the other one? It's like two old women fighting. What am I referring to? There's, you know, some drama between this podcast and another because of words that have been exchanged. Well, let me say something to you right now. If you thought that our show was going to be in disaster when the year began, you thought wrong, okay? Now, as far as I'm concerned, what I'm looking at is a bigger picture, is that I'm happier that I don't have time limits on this show. I'm happier that I am able to think of something new instead of being confined into one space and being treated like a puppet and you pull my fucking string whenever you see fucking fit. Now, you said to me that you did not want conflict, and I'm not using names, and yes, the cat's out of the bag. We all know who I'm fucking referring to. that positive shit didn't last long. But like I told you guys, I'm going to discuss what's important to me, and I need to get this shit off my chest right now. I'm surrounded by people who actually care, who have my best interest. The question of succeeding? Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to let things ruin me. I'm not going to let little bumps in the road dictate my actions. Because I guarantee you, there will be hell to pay, but I'm going to do it the right way. What do I mean by that? It doesn't matter if you have Rob Van Dam on your show. Do you know why? Because all you're going to use him as is a level. Oh my God, he has one of the greatest performers of all time on his show. I applaud you, sir. I applaud you in respect. No. It's because you use your bullying skills to the best. Come on, you know you want to be on the show. I just want to touch base, you know, discuss a little of this, discuss a little of that. If you could please stop having control for one fucking second, that would be great. Okay? And Lil Birdie told us because he, you know, I hate to say this, dude, but please stop getting involved in the war between us and that other shitty-ass wrestling podcast show. And I'll say this nicely. Am I the only proponent of success for this show? No. I'm just telling it like it is. If you have a big name on your show and three-quarters of it is actually not three-quarters of it, majority of it of that show is religion and all that. And also locals who no one even fucking knows a name. Then you all of a sudden pull one big name out of the hat. You think that's going to catapult your show? Oh, what a fucking joke you are. Because I guarantee you, I have the most respect for one Rob Van Dam. That's it. But I do not have respect for, you know, a podcast show that basically the host or one of the hosts goes into the locker room asking for phone numbers. It's a way of networking, yes, but at the same time, what are you really trying to prove? You know, it's great. It's competition. But it's also dumb on your end because now you have a reputation of doing that. Do they care about you? No. Are you getting a job done because you're getting locals? That's great. Because I guarantee you, most of those phone numbers that you were giving or getting probably didn't think twice about you. And if they did, that's funny. Okay? Now, moving on. Kind of like switching back and forth. But here's the deal. Okay? What I spoke earlier about said shitty organization that I used to be associated with, and I'm still associated with some of them still in my fucking newsfeed, I don't care about some shitty-ass company. And is there any other adjectives to describe them? Oh, yeah. Egomaniacs. You know, they are very relentless on promoting the fact that they don't know how to promote. Or let me rephrase that. They are working. That's all. And they're very... I just thought, you know, being on a mini cruise boat out of Monterey, one that tips up and down and makes you very seasick. Yeah, that boat. I felt that kind of sick when I watched the shit go live on my fucking newsfeed. Now, to those of you who don't know about the new happenings of local Midwest wrestling, I'm going to go into depth about what happened at NWL's show, the first inaugural event on January the 7th. I was in attendance. My partner was not. The very first match happened to be Ken Darma versus Ray Briggs. And Ken Darma picked up the victory. Then you have Dak Draper versus Jordan Castle. Dak Draper got the victory, and that was pretty awesome, I got to say. Lakota Red Cloud. He's a very big dude, walks out with a tomahawk chop. Kind of like picture Tatanka, but bigger, thicker, and more muscular. And he faced off with Niles Plonk. Lakota Red Cloud defeated Niles Plonk via pinfall. The Mancini brothers versus the Union. The Union and Zanee tag team, they defeated the Mancini brothers. Jeremy Wyatt versus Laz Callow, who dressed up in some kind of luchador outfit. Wyatt got the victory. He wore a Ric Flair robe, which is pretty badass. The Monarch, Jeremy Wyatt. You can look him up on Facebook. You can also look him up on Instagram as The Monarch. Chad Barstow versus Thor Theriau. Thor Theriau was victorious. Flex Zurbov versus Gil Rogers, which is highly interesting because his name is synonymous among Midwest wrestling. The Royals and Blaine Meeks teamed up together due to Todd Letterman, Dez Wellston, and Christian Adonis who interfered in the match. NWL St. Louis made a valiant effort. You got to give them that. But NWL Kansas City ended up being victorious. And if Major Bazedon can get over, or President Major Bazedon, let me rephrase that, was able to get over with his PowerPoint presentation, I'm pretty sure that the NWL, that it was at the Scottish Rite Temple, I'm pretty sure that event was packed full of people. I mean, if you were there at the event, it's freaking packed. What am I getting at? Why did I switch to a randomized indie card? Because it's me, Brian Rails. I can throw you guys for a fucking loop. I do it all the fucking time. Anyways, as I was saying, I was going to go through changes, do my research, and report wrestling that's not been reported. So New Wrestling League is a new Midwest promotion out in Kansas City. It's fairly new because Wyatt just started, this month. And there also is going to be a show in St. Louis. Look up NWL St. Louis for more details. I believe my partner in crime may be going to that show. I am not sure. I am not for certain. I do not have the details yet, but I can tell you. I can definitely tell you. Watching different forms of indie wrestling is highly intriguing and also very soothing, very nice. Again, what does this have to do with my rant section? I can tell you, it's different, which is one of the key components of being a successful professional wrestling podcast co-host, is being able to research, being able to be on your toes, being able to learn stuff. So, make sure that when you do this, you do it 100%, not half-ass. You do it, man, and you don't hold back. So, with that being said, ladies and gents, what do you get from gathering what I just told you? You go do the seminars, you go to the training schools, you do whatever you want to do because it's up to you. You want to succeed in professional wrestling, you want to be a great blogger, you get your blog out there, you do videos, you go to events, you attend the actual wrestling itself, because why? Then you can say something and you have that God-given right to do it. Otherwise, you just, gonna be a fanboy or fangirl the rest of your life. Okay? So, just be sure
that you do things and research them while you're doing them, okay? Like, how to become a professional wrestling podcast host, how to promote your product, this, that, the other. Okay. There's a lot of things that people don't understand, and that is you can't just go into one thing and never finish it. Otherwise, you're going to be known as the person that, you know, oh, I'd like to be a cook, but I don't want to go to chef school. Or I'd like to work at the airport. I mean, there's some people that do, believe it or not. There are some people in this world. Well, of course, you know, your interest changes from, you know, kindergarten to up and other grades, okay? Some people want to be professional wrestlers. I obviously can't do that anymore because when I was in grade school, I wanted to be the Undertaker. Nah, I wanted to be something special, you know, work in music. But there's work involved. It's a lot easier said than done. So by all means, get yourself out there, do what Brew Bob said many, many times, and that's be a humble servant. Be a humble servant and do the best that you can. Okay? So I'm going to say this nicely. Before I exit, ladies and gents, don't get stuck on one thing. Try to learn that one thing and then move on to the next and get better. Keep on getting better. That's what you're going to hear as a common theme among people who teach seminars. I don't teach them. I was a part of a few. Delirious, Bob, Brutal Bob Evans, Sammy Callahan. You know, and that's unfortunately where I stopped, but I'm going to keep going. Seeing if I have availability is one of the issues, but here's the thing, there's going to be constant excuses, there's going to be constant misses. And again, there's also a one Danny Cage who left a good piece of advice this morning. And that was, whenever, you know, someone asks for advice, it's probably most likely to validate themselves. They never work on improving upon themselves, I believe. Maybe I got the quote wrong here. Let me see what it says. All right. So basically, what Danny was trying to say is that, oh, it says, okay, I've found that there are very few who truly want advice. Most just want validation for how they are doing things. They will keep searching and searching until someone tells them what they want to hear. Keep this in mind. So in other words, what he's saying is, if you don't hear what you were trying to hear or wanting to hear, then you're never going to succeed. So, in other words, the hope and the dreams of becoming, involving yourself in anything professional, keep listening, keep getting better, keep doing what you have to do. And as far as anything else I have left to say is, yeah, I've had a lot of shit happen over the last year. But I'm not going to let that stop me. So, all right, folks. I will see you all later. This is B-Train from B-Train's Tracks Alive. Be sure to catch the Sports Shack every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Russell Radio will be back, and hopefully with host Jake Ryan. And I'll catch you later. Peace.